This is Tatooine Sons, a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Be sure to listen to Galaxy's greatest Star Wars podcasts, including Talk Star Wars, Tumbling Sabers Podcast, Generation X-Wing, Rogue Squadron Podcast, Skyhoppers Podcast, The Nerd Room, and San Diego Sabers Radio Podcast. Visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first step into a larger world.
These guys record an awesome podcast called Tatooine Sons. Everybody was
late. Welcome, Star Wars fans, to episode 13 of Tatooine Sons. This week, we're going to reveal a theory about Star Wars Rebels that is going to melt your face off. Next, give our guesses about what the next Lucasfilm trademark might mean. And finally, we're making our plans to see Mark Hamill finally receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Loath rat, loath cat, loath wolf run. Pick a path and all is done. It's time for Tatooine Sons.
The Force is strong in my family.
I am your father.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Welcome, Star Wars fans. This is Tatooine Sons, your weekly look into all things Star Wars. From the unique perspective of a father sharing his love for the amazing space fantasy saga with his two sons. I am BB Nate, and I'm joined first by my brother, Samuel the Hutt.
A true to Star Wars fans, thanks for tuning in. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, you're missing out on just everything.
You know, every week when we do this podcast, I'm waiting here with bated breath to try to figure out what you're going to say. I think today you were waiting with bated breath trying to figure out.
I was just like, what am I going to say?
Hadn't thought that through.
And of course, you can't have Star Wars without bizarre father figures. So on that note, here's my dad, the Bowtie Jedi guy.
Wow, it's a crazy week. How are you guys doing? It's like I haven't seen you since Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because you haven't seen us since Saturday.
I've been in Mexico City since Sunday morning. Well, I left Sunday morning, got there Sunday night. That was an interesting trip. How was your guys' week? We haven't really talked much, so tell me what's been going on in your world.
Nothing.
Really nothing. It's really? Just been a normal week otherwise. Kind of uneventful.
Yeah. Nathan informed me earlier today that he doesn't like when I go on trips because we can't watch TV shows. So that was nice.
Without him any here.
We can't
Without
talk Star Wars.
We can't talk Star Wars because my mom doesn't like Star Wars.
Well, she doesn't mind Star Wars.
But she doesn't like talking about it.
No, she doesn't like it at all.
It's alright. She tolerates it because she has
But we can't watch show. You guys can't watch TV without me around?
Well, we do the series together, so like I'm talking.
For all of you in podcast land, I'm pointing at the microphone because we use one microphone for all three of us, and I so often see them face other directions while they talk.
Facing the mic.
So if it cuts out, it's because, you know, they're off in La La Land, not facing the microphone. So anyway, yeah, no, I think what Nathan meant was that we like to watch things, we like to do everything together. And so we have a series of shows on Amazon or whatever, Netflix, or whatever. We don't do Netflix anymore. But anyway, on Roku or whatever that we watch. And we watch them as a family because we pretty much do everything as a family. And when one of us is gone, it makes things kind of hard to do that, doesn't it? So that's what happened this week. So it was actually a pretty interesting week for me. The first night we got woken up by an earthquake siren. And I had to run downstairs at 1 a.m. and stand in the street while we had a 5.9 earthquake in Mexico City. So that was pretty cool.
How long did that last?
I think it lasted just a few seconds, maybe 10, 15 seconds. I didn't get to feel it. The people that were on the fifth floor that were in my group that didn't wake up in time, that were still upstairs, literally could feel the building swaying.
Oh, heck no.
But that wasn't the most crazy and unnerving thing that happened the entire time I was there. So the next night, not a lot of dialogue going on today, is there?
We're listening to your story.
Okay. The next night, about the same time, I was sort of in that in-between stage where you're wondering if something's going to happen, like an earthquake siren go off.
Yeah.
I wasn't all the way asleep yet when I heard something that I've never heard. I've heard a lot in movies and TV shows, but I've never heard in real life. It was the sound of machine gun fire on the street down below. Let's just say I haven't slept much.
Yeah.
In the last
week. We don't
week.
Blame you. That's terrifying.
What about you, Nate? Did you do anything unique or special this week?
We saw Black Panther with my mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did do that.
Yeah, so you guys saw Black Panther. That's the second time you guys have seen it.
Yeah.
It was okay. Yeah, I liked it. It was good for a Marvel movie.
Yeah, it's not Star Wars.
It's not Star Wars.
No, it's not Star Wars.
All right, so I guess we need to go through last week's poll because we're going to get into the show for the day. Last week's podcast poll of the week. Where's Tribus? Oh, there he is. All right. Last week's podcast poll of the week was, what will be the ultimate fate of Ezra Bridger when season 4 of Star Wars Rebels ends in March? And here were our four choices. He'll go into hiding. He'll be a leader in the rebellion. He'll die on the Death Star. I think the thought process behind that was like he was captured or something by Tarkin or Thrawn and put on the Death Star.
That was really reaching far.
Yeah, it was. And then he could be on Alderaan.
How many people go to the
He died because he was in Alderaan places.
So you did that just so you can make that joke.
I did. Dad jokes. I'm here all week. All right. Well, no, actually, I wasn't here all week. I was gone all week. But anyway,
we get the idea.
I did not like it.
So, in fourth place, he's a leader in the rebellion. I think that's pretty. You guys think there would be any chance that he could have been a leader in the rebellion? We didn't know it.
Not really.
I don't think that happened.
No, not at all.
That just feels weird.
Yeah, only 7% voted leader in the rebellion. 17%. Thought that he could have died on the Death Star.
Type of people.
Okay.
I think that's a cruel idea. I mean, you could have had a whole story, a comic about him being captured and on the Death Star, dying on that and becoming like a martyr or that nobody knew about.
Well, then if people...
Oh my gosh, there's so much I want to talk about with Rebels right now. As soon as I said that, it was like my head just went like, it was like melting. Anyway, 30% thought he could have died on Alderaan.
Really?
I think that's a really cool idea.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
Like he was there with Bail Organa. That would have been awesome. Because, you know, we know Hera and Chopper and the Ghost are on Yavin 4 with Bail Organa. Yeah. So it could have been very simple that he was with...
the entire Ghost crew just dies right there?
Well, not the entire Ghost crew, which we'll talk about
today. Hera and Chopper.
Hera and Chopper didn't
Everyone die. Other than that one guy that we're going
to
talk about.
No, because Hera and Chopper survived all the way to Hoth.
Oh,
or Return of the Jedi. Because the forces of Destiny comics. Okay.
Never mind. Scratch that.
And then 46% says he'll go into hiding. So that's by far
the DJ.
DJ. He's not DJ.
I know. The scars are on the wrong side.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do with this guy, Nate? He keeps trying to make DJ Ezra.
I know throw him it's to not the trash Ezra. Compactor.
Throw him into the trash compactor. Nice. Okay. So that was last week's podcast poll of the week. Hey, I want to give a shout out to a fan and a friend of ours. He's got his name is Michael, and he's got a new YouTube channel called 2med2. That's like TOOMEDTOO. 2med2. And he is a fan of the podcast, which makes him awesome. So let's give Michael a round of applause. All right. He's also a big fan of Turbis, which we're all sitting in here right now wearing our Turbis the Porg t-shirts.
None of you can see us holding our t-shirts up.
Right. So, we love Turbis. Turbis loves us, too. And then he decided to take a video. So he made a 9-minute video that just went on YouTube on his channel today. 2med2. So search that on YouTube. He did a Make Turbis Cannon video. And he was actually wearing his Turbis the Porg t-shirt that he got from our website at TatooineSons.com. And so he ordered that shirt and he made a video talking about showing the story of what happened at the Collider IMAX screening of The Last Jedi when I asked about Chewie whether or not he ate the Porg and Ryan said no. And then Nathan asked about the name of the Porg on the Millennium Falcon. For all the viewers, this may be the, or listener viewers. There's not any viewers. This is what happens when you haven't slept in a week.
Yeah.
Listeners, And you're functioning literally off of caffeine. Your mind's going 1,000 miles a minute, but your body can't keep
He's
up.
He's probably going to be sleeping sometime during
I'll pass
the day
out,
today.
Yeah.
He'll be sitting on the couch, we'll be watching a show.
There's no football, yeah.
We'll be watching a show, air quotes, and he'll just be asleep, probably.
Well, that's because I'm a dad, and you know, that's what dads do.
That's true.
Nate, for all our listeners that made this maybe their first time listening to the podcast, very quickly... explain what happened at the IMAX screening.
Well, we went in, we watched the movie, which was a really good movie, and then we did Q&A with Ryan Johnson. And
you asked a question. What was the question?
What is the name of the Porg on the Millennium Falcon?
And what did he say?
I don't know. What do you think? And I said, maybe Turbis.
And what did he do? And he said that when he, when you said that
he made it canon.
Yeah, pretty much. He looked at the camera, said, "Hey, Pablo Hidalgo." That Porg's name is now Tervis, so that's pretty cool. So he, so Michael on 2Med 2 on YouTube did a video all about that. So thank you so much, Michael. Everybody, go check out that video. We'll have it on the show notes later today, as well as we'll link it out on Twitter to all of our followers. And thank you so much, Michael, for your fandom. All right. Okay, so we haven't had the chance to talk about Star Wars Rebels because I was in Mexico City and you guys were here, and we did get the chance to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But none of us really, let's just be really honest, the three of us don't really like talking on the phone to each other, do we?
No, I mean, we tried to do it, but it just doesn't work.
So, because we've been recording the podcast early, we're not doing that this week. We're recording it live.
At home at 11 o'clock
last night, so we didn't have a chance to record last night. And so this is actually going straight live with no editing, no pausing or anything. So all of you listening right now, you are hearing our very first real discussion about Star Wars Rebels. Woo-hoo. So, what?
You've seen them twice.
I did. Now, see, okay. So I had it downloaded to my iPad from Amazon Prime. And so I watched it again on the plane yesterday on the way home. And it was like... a revelation came to me, but I'm not going to talk about that yet. So here's what happened in the episodes. If you have not seen the latest episodes of Star Wars Rebels, which are called Jedi Knight, N-I-G-H-T, and Doom, D-U-M-E, then here is your warning. There is a spoiler series coming. So what happens in the first one is Kanan says to Ezra that he wants Ezra to take the lead on rescuing Hera. They fly in on gliders shaped like Loth bats. And they land in the city. And to make a long story short, Kanan does rescue Hera.
And the Kalakori.
And, yeah, her Kalakori, which is like her totem, which we talked about on last week's episode in the preview. And in the midst of all of that, Kanan dies. That's what happens in Jedi Knight. In Doom, it's all about how the crew reacts to that. So Hera goes into where Kanan sort of
meditates.
Okay. Yeah, and she makes an addition to her totem for Kanan in order to honor him. Zeb? Why do I always do that?
It's a B.
I don't know why I always do that.
Why do you do that, Dad?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a Spanish thing because the V sound is a B in Spanish, and
I've been in Mexico City. Since before you went to Mexico City.
Okay, so anyway,
it was a good try though. Good
it
try.
Was good. Hey, I can come up with lots of theories, and we'll be doing a couple of those today. But anyway,
he is really building this up.
Yeah, Zeb and Sabine went to basically discover what was going on with the Empire because they were throwing a parade, and they were confused by that. So they found out what's going on with that, and they were looking because they wanted to see if the Tie Defenders were continuing to be produced. So they found out that they weren't because the fuel had been destroyed in the attack that took out Kanan.
By the way, the scene where Kanan is saving everyone and ultimately gives up his life was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that in a second. And then Ezra gets sort of chased into the wilderness of Lothal by Lothwolves and has a really weird encounter with a Lothwolf that's the size of an AT-AT or something.
AT-ST.
AT, whatever. The big one. All right.
It's not as big as a big one.
Yeah, it was huge. So anyway, that's what it was about. So here we haven't talked about this. I'm going to ask BB Nate to go first.
Oh boy.
BB Nate, your thoughts on the latest episodes of Star Wars Rebels.
Wow. there was a lot to take in 40 minutes. 4 minutes of time because we had no commercials, but
anyway,
it was just very, very information packed for two episodes.
What was the most shocking thing that, from your opinion, that happened?
Well,
were you surprised by the big thing that happened in it?
Kanan, no, because we speculated and did a ton of stuff like that with Kanan and thinking about him dying, and so we kind of already knew it because Jedi Knight's the first episode, and Doom, we got those in the first 2 weeks. So, I really think that the biggest thing that shocked me was the huge Lothwolf. I never thought that...
Because we've seen Lothwolves in the previous episodes.
Yeah, and they're already pretty bizarre.
Yeah, and they're like, come and go as they please.
Mm-hmm.
And
they've had a connection with Kanan in the previous half of the season.
Yeah.
So
they keep... But they only say Doom.
Well, they said a little more than Doom in this one. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, so what else? Anything else that stood out just as the giant Lothwolf?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Samuel Hutt?
Yeah, I think it's that whole encounter with the giant Lothwolf. That was just weird. I mean, it was so weird. I'm still trying to piece it together. And then Ezra got that weird tablet with the hands on it.
The relic or whatever.
Do you have a theory about that?
Well, I don't have a specific theory. I think it's tied into the theory.
It's definitely tied to Mortis though. Like, because just the writing and the design on it is very...
Which, if you remember where Kanan does his meditating and where Hera built the totem, the piece to the totem, there's that mural on the wall there. It has some of the same markings as the Mortis...
yeah, it's not gold.
...mural though, like that we have. No, but it's the same type of markings. The circles with the lines and things like that. So I think there's a connection there, but that's not...
Maybe the crack leads into the Mortis temple. No. There's like a huge crack in the middle of it.
Yeah, are they able to get into that temple now?
I don't know. Maybe...
Where he's going to.
I thought it was destroyed.
Yeah, I don't remember. We'll have to go back and watch it. We've got for seasons 1 and 2. And now we've got season 4.
But now we gotta get season 3.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Okay.
Yeah, we gotta get...
Surprised by anything, Samuel?
No. I saw Kanan... dying. I mean, I saw, like, as soon as I saw, like, the behavior that Kanan was showing at the very beginning, I knew he was going to die.
What did you think about that, though, the way he died? And his ability... You were talking about the Force and the powers that he used and things like that earlier. Explain what your thoughts were on that.
That was just... I don't think we've really seen anything like that.
I mean, in Rebels.
Definitely not in Rebels. I don't even know about movies, though. He was standing on top for if you haven't seen the
spoilers
the thing
spoilers
but we already spoiled this. Oh, you want to do it?
No, we're not gonna do it again.
Okay. So he's standing on top of this giant fuel pod, right? And there's this hijacked Imperial troop transport that's right there, and he's about to jump on with Hera, but then these AT-ATs shoot the fuel pod, so the fuel pod starts to rupture and explode. So Kanan pushes Hera off onto the transport and stays on top, and Kanan stays on top of the fuel pod and is holding back the explosion with the Force. And then he just pushes away the transport with his free hand to get them out of the range of the blast zone. And then you look at Kanan's eyes, and then all of a sudden they regain their color and they're blue again. And then he releases his grip on the...
I think that giggle has to do with...
You're right. He releases his grip on the pod, and then he's engulfed in explosion.
Hold on. Okay, Nathan's... This is what happens when we're live, Nathan. He's going to go blow his nose.
I shall join him.
Oh my gosh, we're going to do like two nose blows?
Yes.
Come on, guys.
Might as well do it at once.
I don't even... All right, so I guess while they're gone, I'll go ahead and reveal the theory that'll make your face melt, and they don't get to participate in that, and they don't get to hear it while they're in the other room. I should do that, but I'm not going to. They're back. Thank God. Don't you dare blow... Nathan just leaned his nose into the microphone and was going to blow his nose literally on the microphone.
We would be losing views.
We don't have any viewers on this. Listeners.
No, listen, whatever. No, I'm just talking about overall. Like downloads.
Just downloads, yeah, but you call them views. Anyway, all right. Baby Nate, what did you think about Kanan and the Force powers that he showed there at the end?
They were a little weird. We've never seen anything like that. I mean, it'd be cool to see that in a live-action movie, though. Just think about that. I mean, it's easy to do it in an animation, but live-action movie, that'd be cool.
They could do it.
Mm-hmm. As I watched the second time yesterday on the airplane... The first thing I thought of when I saw that whole scene was, man, I wish we would have been able to see Kanan do that more often in this series. It was the very end of his life and his storyline that we get to see that. And what that tells me is that Kanan could have been an amazing and a very powerful Jedi had there not been Order 66 and the Jedi Purge.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what happens with this storyline, is Kanan was never, until the very end of his life, ever able to fully live up to the potential that he had. Any other thoughts on these episodes?
No.
I just want to see the rest of them.
You just want to see the rest of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Got a couple more coming this week. Are you guys ready for this theory?
Sure.
I think I probably built it up more than I should
have. Yeah, you probably have.
You guys are not ready for this theory. All right, let me get my new... I have.
You just say, I probably built this up too much, and then you build it up some more.
Last time
you said that you built up something, that was Star Wars Celebration. That was like...
Oh yeah, you did not build that one.
I was worried that I built up Star Wars Celebration is going to be a bigger and more fun thing than it was. Was that...
Oh, it was way past our expectations. Good. That was so much fun. Maybe we could be like invited to have a booth or something.
That'd be nice. If anybody's listening, we'd love to go to Star Wars Celebration and have a booth.
Yes, please.
All right. So I've got lots of notes. I took notes on the airplane while I was watching this. I was pausing this. I think I looked like the biggest nerd in the world because I was watching Star Wars Rebels on the airplane and I was pausing it and going back into my iPad and changing and taking down notes, and I was freaking out. There was like two or three times where I went, "What?" like that in the middle of the airplane. While I was doing this,
did you get dirty looks?
I know. I was trying not to look around because I didn't want to see what people were saying about me. But that's because I'm a Star Wars nerd and proud of it. So anyway, first thing I'm gonna say, this is sort of outside the theory. Okay, they absolutely changed Star Wars history in that first episode on Monday night, going all the way back to the title crawl of Episode 4.
Yeah,
what is the title crawl of Episode 4 start off with? Do you guys remember?
Star Wars.
No, after that. What does it say?
Episode 4, A New Hope.
Come on.
I don't know. I'm lost.
The title crawl talks about the Rebel Alliance, the Rebels, have just won their first victory against the Empire.
That's
not true. Rogue One looked like the first victory against the Empire. It's not true.
It's a TIE Defender.
Kanan won the first victory against the Empire. But nobody knew it
because
they threw that parade to act like they had that nothing happened. Oh, that's the entire idea behind the second episode of what happens with the Empire. Governor Price is covering up the first victory of the Rebel Alliance. And Kanan, and that was also what they're talking about. Kanan succeeded. Kanan won. They stopped the TIE Defender. Thrawn knows it. They won the first battle. The Ghost crew won the first battle against the Empire. What do you think about that? That's totally outside the theory, but that's one of the things that hit me. What do you think about that, BB Nate?
That is true. Because, the Rogue One idea was too big to cover up.
Yeah, they can't cover that up.
They can't cover that part up, but they can cover up fuel cells going down.
Right.
But the thing is, he did win the first victory.
Kanan won the first victory against the Empire. The Ghost crew is the real victors of the first battle.
Now that brings me back to Legends of Luke Skywalker.
What's that?
That theory brings me back to Legends of Luke Skywalker.
Why is that?
Because people are talking about how the Rebels have always lied, and it's just a big political stunt. And so maybe people...
Oh, yeah, you need to read that book. It's a good book.
It's a really good book.
Have you finished it?
Yeah. Oh, I finished it a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
I finished that, I finished Guardians of the Wills, too.
Yeah, those are good. I've read Guardians.
I'm out of Star Wars books. Right. I need Thrawn Alliances. Anyway.
So what do you think about the idea that Kanan won the Ghost crew and Kanan specifically won the first victory against the Empire?
It makes the Ghost crew a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure.
It makes the story of Rebels so much bigger.
Yeah, because Rebels has kind of been always this little thing off on the side that's really never had any impact at all, except for now.
You know, there's a lesson in that, too. There's a saying in...
Dad moment,
yeah. There's a saying that says that the history is written by the victors. And in this case, that's not what happened. But the idea is there's always two sides to a story when it comes to history. And in this case, the Empire was able to whitewash the victory in Lothal and make it look like it never happened when it comes to the history of the Empire. But in reality, we know that the Ghost crew now has won that first battle. So that's pretty cool. Hmm. That's still not my theory.
It was okay. Cool, though.
It was when... Okay, so something started me down this path of the theory when Kanan and Sabine and Ezra are in the Imperial City rescuing Hera, and they're at the building, the office or the headquarters or whatever it is, and Sabine and Ezra are going off to find a transport, and Kanan has just rescued Hera, and they're up there, and he says something that sort of started me down this path, where he called Sabine and Ezra the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. That kind of just struck me.
Well, they've talked about them as kids.
Well, the whole idea of Star Wars Rebels is that it is a family.
Right.
So the Ghost Crew is a family. You've got like Zeb. I got that right this time. Zeb is sort of the
uncle.
The uncle that's in the group. Kanan and Hera are the mom and the dad. Sabine and Ezra are the kids. Chopper's the pet. I mean, it's sort of that situation. So
5 is the butler.
So for in that scenario, it makes sense to call them the kids.
Yeah,
but I mean, it just felt out of place.
Because we never heard of it like that. But once I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, it kind of makes sense.
And but we've got to remember that Kanan is in a different place right now in the storyline. Everything changes at the beginning. He's meditating. He's telling Ezra, you're going to take the lead now. I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes in. He cuts off his ponytail. He shaves his beard. He does all this. And he goes through this transformation. And it's because he knows he's not going to survive. Mm-hmm. I believe he's had a force vision of everything that's getting ready to happen, including his death.
That where he just kind of feels the...
He knows it's going to... Because remember, when Sabine and Ezra go off, he wants... Hey, guys, you know, stop for just a second. And then he says, may the force be with you. Yeah. It's like his way of saying goodbye, which when you watch it the second time, it grabbed my heart. It's like, oh my, because you know, you kind of thought the first time you watched it.
Yeah, I'm sitting here like, oh, God.
When you know it's happening,
it just
grabs your heart and rips it out of your chest. But he's saying goodbye on that. And then he's wanting to say, he's in a place where he knows something. So for him to call them the kids at this point, I don't think there's any accidents in what Dave Filoni is doing right now.
He's a genius.
So that's when I started to think of this, and I started writing some things down. Let me see. All right, I'm trying. Okay, so then I'm trying to figure out how to communicate this because it's a bunch of different thoughts that are coming together. So Kanan's killed. Ezra gets chased out into the wilderness of Lothal by the wolves.
Yeah.
Sabine and Zeb... They go in to Imperial City and they sabotage some things. And then on their way out, they get into a battle with Rook, right? And in that whole sequence, every time I've seen Sabine, there were at least two that I noticed specifically moments where Dave Filoni, as the producer and the one that's making this, telling this story, made us take notice of something on Sabine's shoulder. Do you guys remember what Sabine has painted on her shoulder now? It's not been new. This isn't new.
Is it an owl?
What is it?
An owl, right?
It's the Convor.
Yeah.
She's got the Convor painted on the arm. It's
been there for a couple seasons.
For a couple seasons.
Yeah.
But that's painted on her shoulder. The Convor is painted on her shoulder. It's associated with her. So as I'm watching their episode on the airplane, I'm seeing this. The second time I see it, I had to pause it. And that's one of those moments I went, what? Because earlier in the week, we were doing some stuff on Twitter. And so I was talking about this show. And Kanan, someone sent us a picture, and I wish I could credit you right now. But we've been getting so slammed by you guys on Twitter. It's been awesome. Please keep it up. Yeah. I mean, literally, if I opened my phone right now, I'd have like 60 notifications from you guys. Our engagement on Twitter is amazing. And I should have saved this as a separate file so I could go back to it, and I didn't. But whoever you are, if you're listening, tweet us. Let us know that it was you because we want to credit you with this idea. There was a picture of Kanan from season 2 of Kanan and his shoulder armor.
His pulse.
And yeah. And there was a symbol painted. BB Nate, what was the symbol that was painted on his shoulder?
A wolf?
No. It wasn't a wolf. It was a design.
It was just like almost looked like a...
almost Mandalorian in nature.
But it was just like three spikes, kind of like a triad or something.
It kind of looked like the Phoenix Squadron.
No.
Well, anyway, it's a symbol that's on there.
Yeah.
We see that symbol in the second episode of Friday night, or Monday night's episodes in Doom. What is it on?
The Lone Wolf.
Where's it at on the Lone Wolf?
On his forehead.
And what does the Lone Wolf say about himself?
I am Doom.
What?
Something like that.
What does he say?
I'm Doom.
Okay,
Doom.
Now I'm watching it last night.
Something
with the closed captioning on, so that I can see exactly the spelling.
No, it's just because he's old.
No, I had my headphones on. I could hear just fine. Don't even do that. I was doing this to see with my own eyes what people had said.
Right.
Is it D-O-O-M or D-U-M-E? For those of you who are not familiar with Kanan Jarrus, Kanan Jarrus, when he was a Padawan, before Order 66, before he took on an alias, his name was Caleb Doom, D-U-M-E. The spelling on the closed captioning, when the wolf says, I am Doom, is D-U-M-E. It is clear he is saying, I am Kanan Jarrus, or I am Caleb Doom.
But doesn't seem that Kanan knows that, that Ezra knows that.
Doesn't seem like Ezra knows that. I don't think anybody knows. I don't think Kanan. We've never seen this giant Oathwolf until now, have we?
No, this is new.
So Kanan dies in one episode. The next episode, we're introduced to this giant Oathwolf, and he is mentoring and trying to teach Ezra. And he says, I am Doom. Yeah. And Kanan Jarrus used to have the symbol that's painted on, or that's on the forehead of this wolf, on his shoulder.
Right.
Which seems to imply that Kanan has become this wolf.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Okay. That's not a stretch, right?
No.
No, that totally makes sense. I know where you're going.
Sabine has the Convor painted on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've all thought, because of the trailer for the second half of the season, we know that the Convor is coming into play before the end.
Yeah, because
we've seen it.
Because Ezra's like, hey, haven't I seen you before?
Yep. Haven't I seen you before?
Yeah. Ah!
We know it's coming into play.
Oh, yeah.
We've thought, and I've predicted, it's Ahsoka.
Which we still haven't seen Ahsoka.
No, and I don't know how Ahsoka's going to fit in because of this theory. I do think we're going to see Ahsoka. But here's what I'm predicting. I'm predicting that in the next week's two episodes, the ones that are coming up, I don't remember the names of them. I'm not even going to look it up right now. I'm predicting that Sabine is going to be killed.
By who?
By the Empire.
By who?
And I predict that she's going to become the Convor.
Well, but she's not strong with the Force.
Nope, we don't know that. We don't know that for sure. She's shown some amazing abilities. Those Mandalorian arcs, the Darksaber arcs.
Well,
who knows?
It's just many Mandalorians.
What did we learn from The Last Jedi?
What?
Everybody has access to the Force. We learned that in The Last Jedi. Okay?
Was that your
theory? No, it's going to get worse.
Oh, worse? All right.
Here's what I think. Okay, so now... That's one of my predictions. One of my predictions is that in the next week's episodes, Sabine is going to be killed, and she's going to be turning into the Convor. There's no reason for them to be emphasizing those shoulder pieces the way that they are, and these characters the way that they are.
And I'm trying to see if Ezra has a shoulder piece.
He doesn't. Now, you go back to Ezra being stranded in the wilderness, and you started the episode BB Nate with this. Loth Rat, Loth Cat, Loth Wolf, run.
Right.
Pick a path and all is done. Let's talk about the first half of that. Loth Rat. Who is Loth Rat in the Rebels?
I don't think we've seen a Loth
Zeb.
Rat.
No.
It's Ezra.
It's Ezra. In the first season.
Oh, they call him
on Lothal, they call him a Loth Rat. The time in the first few episodes. Zeb calls him a Loth Rat. He calls himself a Loth Rat. The Empire calls him a Loth Rat. So season one, Loth Rat is Ezra. Then we progress in the story. What starts happening in season two? Who do we start seeing on
the cat, the white Loth Cat all the time.
All right. So in season two, you start seeing Loth Cats in season two and three. This season we've seen
Loth Wolf.
And then what happens? Okay. So Kanan gets killed.
Dead.
He's standing, Ezra's standing there trying to figure out what to do. He's crying out. And who shows up? The Loth Wolves.
Right.
And what does he do?
He runs.
Loth Rat, Loth Cat, Loth Wolf,
run.
When Ezra finally is encountered by the giant Loth Wolf that we are theorizing is Doom, who says he's Doom, the first things that he says to Ezra is, you ran.
Yeah.
He's emphasizing the run element. here's what's going to happen in the next two episodes, the next 2 weeks of episodes, the next five episodes or whatever it is, because it's going to over the next 2 weeks. Ezra is going to pick a path.
Darker light.
And all will be done. The series will be over. This is a prophecy about the entire series. Lothrat, Lothcat, Lothwolf, run, pick a path, and all is done. Here's my prediction. And other people have theorized about this to an extent, but I don't think they've gone where I'm going right here. There's been lots of people that have theorized that Kanan is going to become Morta's father before the end of this. That, and I'll come back to that in a second.
That's cool.
He's going to become Morta's father. We already know that they've shown us he's stronger in the Force than we ever thought. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to become Morta's father. Now, the theories out there was that Morta's daughter was Ahsoka.
Yeah.
And then then Ezra would become Morta's son.
That's, yeah.
Okay? But there's a problem with that I've always had. And I've heard people argue this, and it's never set right with me. And here's why. Ahsoka is more of a master to Kanan than Kanan is a master to
her.
To Ahsoka. It doesn't make sense. She was trained further. She was more powerful. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. It does make sense if Sabine is Morta's daughter.
The kids.
Yeah, I was about to say
that. The kids. And so that means that the pick a path and all is done is going to be where Ezra chooses to become Morta's son.
Well, now, he's dark.
No. You go back to the Morta. We know the Morta. Oh, Sam just got a chill. He just shivered in front of me. The Mortis arc in Clone Wars Season 3, everything was in balance on that realm.
Yeah.
Because the son wasn't in conflict with the father. They were in balance.
Right.
And when Ahsoka and Anakin and Obi-Wan go there and things get thrown out of balance, mm-hmm. it sets this path.
Right.
Right? To where everything gets messed up. That the Morta's father says is going to continue on. Right? Which is what lets the Emperor become, or Palpatine, the Chancellor, become the Emperor. Darth Vader goes dark. Right. Or Anakin goes dark. It starts this whole thing.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of these. Folks, you guys, if you haven't watched this episode, watch it again. Because when the wolf says to Ezra what he's supposed to do, when he sees that relic, that tablet, he says these two phrases: restore past, redeem future. Ezra is going to go to the temple. He's going to confront Palpatine or the Emperor. We know that from the trailer.
Yeah.
He is going to then transcend along with Sabine and Kanan into becoming Morta's son, where there will be The Last Jedi and the Bendu and everything from Rebels the last couple seasons has not been about there's good and there's bad, and bad being eliminated makes good, makes things balance. There's balance. The whole Last Jedi was, you have to have both, and they have to be working together. So all you Reylo fans out there, you're going to love this theory, because Sabine and Ezra are going to be balancing the Force under Kanan's leadership as Morta's father. I predict this is what's going to happen. And that means that and this makes perfect sense, because this is an animated series.
Right.
It's hard enough that they killed off Kanan. Killing off the main character in it would be hard for Disney to pull off. They wouldn't want to do that for an animated series.
It's a kids show.
Right. So now they make, instead of killing Ezra, Ezra then becomes part of balancing the Force, which then allows the rebellion to overcome the darkness and start to redeem the future. That's my theory.
Only thing I don't like about it is Sabine. It feels weird. But that's just me, I guess. It just feels weird.
I predict this is what's going to happen, BB Nate.
I like it. No, I like it.
So just, you're saying that Sabine has the Convor on her shoulder the whole time. And so you're saying that she might become Morta's daughter. Well,
Convor, yeah.
Well, what we do see throughout the whole Morta's arc in Clone Wars is no Convor.
Well, yeah.
The painting on the Convor in the trailer is the exact same painting as Morta's, the coloring, is the Morta's daughter.
Yes.
We don't see a Loth Wolf either. We don't see a Loth Wolf either.
No.
But we do know, they predict in that arc, that they can take whatever form they want to take.
Yeah.
So it would make sense for Kanan to take the form of a Loth Wolf, representing to manifest himself in the physical realm,
right?
Not in this force realm, because that's a figure or a being that's associated with him according to Ezra, because Ezra's been around the Lothwolves. The Convor could be the same thing. Beat me, Nate.
Well, she has the Convor, the owl, painted on her shoulder the whole series. No, not the whole series.
No, just the second, last couple of seasons.
As we see in the painting, the owl is on her shoulder, not anywhere else. More. On the same shoulder that is painted.
On the daughter, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Say that again.
The owl,
in the mural at, yes. On the trailer for season 4.
Pull it up.
No, go for it. Say
the
it again.
The owl is on the shoulder where the Convor would be painted on.
On Mortis' daughter. Oh my gosh.
You didn't realize that?
No, but I didn't associate it with the armor for Sabine. Mortis' daughter has, in the mural, Mortis' daughter has the Convor on her shoulder.
But yeah. We never see
just
that
like Sabine has the Convor on her shoulder
but
as the painting.
We never see the Convor in the Clone Wars.
No, well, but we
he
don't
didn't
need
plan
to.
That far ahead.
No, this is a completely new way. But I think he's telling the story differently now. But I'm telling you, I think this is it.
I like it.
We just spent 40 minutes talking about Rebels season.
We better fly through these next ones.
Yeah, we're kind. All right. What's the next topic we're talking about? Oh, it's
do not do lightsaber ignite.
Yeah. It's Star Wars Resistance. Trademark.
Right.
Who's doing this?
So,
one?
This week Lucasfilm just trademarked Star Wars Resistance, the name. Not just the Resistance name, just Star Wars Resistance.
All one thing.
And so we're trying to figure out if that's just gonna be nothing. Or if it's going to be a book, a comic, a game, or a TV series, or whole nother
a trilogy
saga
of movies.
Of movie. Yes.
Wink, wink.
So, Samuel, what do you think it's going to be?
I honestly, I don't know.
None of us know. What do you think?
Well, I honestly think they're just trademarking it so no one else can use it. But if I had to pick something, I think it would be a TV show.
A TV show. That seems to be the most common.
It just makes sense.
We know there's a TV show coming out in 2019 on the Disney streaming service. And so it would make sense. What about you, BB Nate? You're going
to
say something?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, did you read that Droids comic I sent you?
I did not have a chance to yet.
Why are you talking about that right now?
Because there's one segment in there about the Resistance. And it would just make it, like, it seems like that could be, like, a part of the story for it. You never read it.
No, I think I did. Anyway.
It just sparked me because it was about the Resistance.
A spark? Resistance? Ah! That's funny.
I meant that.
This is the spark that will... Anyway.
Okay.
So what do you think it is going to be, Nate? Do you think it's going to be a TV show? Well, what do you think?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a TV show, even though I want it to be a game. I mean...
Like a Battlefront type game?
No,
or?
You know that EA is not going to be doing the games anymore.
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
they
because everyone's been super
frustrated
super
about,
yeah. about all
the micro,
for transactions
pick.
And stuff.
But, no, we've gotten the Battlefronts, and those haven't done too well.
No, they've done great.
But there is one game that did the best of all Star Wars games, Star Wars The Force Unleashed. I want another game released by Disney that is like The Force Unleashed.
No, I don't think that was the biggest. I think Battlefront 1 and 2, the original Battlefront 1 and 2 were the biggest. But Force Awakens is definitely, Unleashed is up there. It's definitely one of my favorites.
Games.
Like
that was like a great
I like the first
Star Wars
one.
Game.
We never played the second one. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Good games. Bad? What do you think? Bowtie Jedi Guy?
Well, I think it's going to be a TV series. You know, some people are speculating this might be what the film series that Benioff and Weiss, the Game of Thrones guys, were doing. I don't think that's it at all. I don't think it's Disney. I don't think Disney's Ryan Johnson's doing a trilogy on the Resistance because he's wanting to do something in an unexplored storyline. So obviously, he just explored the Resistance storyline. So I don't think that's it. Maybe some comics. I could see this being a new series for comics.
I could see that.
Because then they can write in Leia, they can write in Finn, Poe, Rey, they can have that whole story. Luke even and they could tell some more of the story in that.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be anything big because they're not going to release this trademark.
Well, it didn't get released. It was found. Trademarks get filed. It's a legal thing. And so any legal document like that can
has
be found.
To be found.
And
oh,
so it was discovered that it was
trademarked. Yeah, I still don't think it'll be anything bigger than a TV
show.
Well,
I'm not 100% sure about this, but I was at Barnes & Noble a few months ago. when Legends of Luke Skywalker came out, and I'm pretty sure I saw a book. It was a kid's book, but it was young readers, and I'm pretty sure it was called Star Wars Resistance. And so if it was a book, then they would have to take those off the shelves, and it just wouldn't make sense.
Why would they have to take those off the shelves?
Because they're two different books, and people get confused by them. And
no, I don't know. I don't know if there was something like that. That's pretty sure it might have been. It's not really it. They did trademark it.
They did.
So it's now recently trademarked. So, hey, somebody chatted with us. Let's see who's chatting. Oh. Hey, Michael. Hey, Michael Condon.
Hey. Woo-hoo.
Thanks for the shout-out, fellas. Listening to today's podcast as I do calculus.
Wow. Fun.
Calculus. Yuck. All right, sorry. Got a little distracted there for a second.
We've never had
I've only
comment.
Been up to pre-calc.
Yeah, so anyway, okay. Well, I think that's pretty much we've exhausted that conversation.
There's not much to talk about the whole dream arc.
Let's think about this. Let's go forward and say it is a TV series. Okay? Do you want to see a TV series about the Resistance, and do you think that that would make sense?
I'd rather see a TV series on like the underworld, like the scum of Coruscant, maybe, or something like that.
Well, that's what they were originally going to do.
That's what I still want.
Are they still doing
Star Wars? That would be fun.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. Here's the thing: I don't think it can be a TV series because how do you have a live action TV series about the Resistance without Leia?
Yeah.
Poe.
Yeah.
Rey, or even if it was before Rey got into the story, Poe, Leia, those different characters on there.
Yeah.
But I do think that they could make it an animated series.
That, or comic books, yeah.
And I would love to see Star Wars Resistance be an animated series, which follows a pattern. Clone Wars, prequel trilogy. Rebels. Original trilogy build-up.
Sequel trilogy.
Now we're in the Resistance, which is the sequel trilogy. I think Dave Filoni, I think it's going to be an animated series. What do you think?
But then they need to make a live-action series.
Oh, they are. They're going to make a live-action series. But they can't do it with characters the main canon characters. Mm-hmm. They could, though, make animated characters out of those characters. Phasma.
Easy, because
you can have Phasma. Yeah. You can have Hux.
You can,
Kylo, you, Leia, you could you find can, out how Ben... becomes, you know, leadership. You could find out Snoke backstory. All for that being.
And you can find voice actors for Leia easy.
Well, oh yeah, absolutely. You could do it. Oh no.
Well,
no.
When you're speaking,
I could
about...
do the bad lip reading Leia.
Do it just real quick. Just real quick. Come on.
This morning I wanted a frap, and they wouldn't make it.
All right,
moving on. We already did that once. So.
Well. You were talking about animated, and I keep going back to games because I just love the.
You
Force
feel like
Unleashed.
It'll be a game?
I don't, not at all right now, but I just wanted it to be, but not at all. I did hear that a different company is making a new Star Wars game.
Yeah,
it was like a month ago, but. I don't know what's going to go on, but I heard that a new Star Wars game is going to be made by a different company.
Yeah.
And it's in production and stuff right now.
I think it's like Visceral Games or something like that.
I think so.
Anyway, moving. That's
what's up?
Topic
for. So here's my prediction. I believe I'm on a prediction kick. I predicted what's going to happen in Rebels, and I think I'm right. I think, and this is what's awesome about recording this podcast now, is if Sabine dies in the next episodes...
You have proof.
I've got proof that I predicted it. And I'm thinking she's coming. Anyway, so I predicted those things.
Well, if Dave Filoni hears this episode, he's going to be like,
it's already been recorded, buddy. All right, it's already in the can. They can't change the series because I predicted it now.
hey, this guy spoiled our whole series idea.
I am, yep. And then I predict that Star Wars Resistance is the next animated series that Filoni produces. And I'm pumped if that's the case.
Dave Filoni is just a master.
Can we go back to Rebels for just one second?
Yeah.
The thing about Rebels as a series and just sort of with its animation that has been so amazing is the blending of animation and graphics with real life
explosions
and lasers. That scene with Kanan, we got to watch that again today.
Yeah,
that scene with the flame and the explosions and all
that was, so
was
cool.
Some of the most amazing
animation
I have ever seen. He should win an Emmy for what he did on
I
that.
Agree.
It was amazing.
So cool. Just a great episode. Great show. Great everything. You know what? Kudos, Dave. Can we get a round of applause for Dave?
All right, let's move on. The next and the last thing we're going to talk about is Luke Skywalker finally gets a star.
Well, you don't know if I can say much better than you did, but Mark Hamill is finally getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in Hollywood. Okay. So, I mean, I think it's about time.
You know, it's fun for us. A year ago, I had just moved to California. The boys hadn't made it out here. Actually, I think you guys were here a year ago right now. You came out for a week at the end of February, and that's where we're at. So it's been a year. Anyway, that's kind
of
cool.
We should go to the go-kart place in honor of me.
Oh, yeah. You're just trying to get on go-karts again. Electric go-karts.
Those are fun, though. Anyway.
Trust me, I'm not.
Yeah, that was fun. let's see. So... We've been able to experience some fun things over the last year since you guys did move here in June.
Yeah.
Nate, you and I went to San Diego one Sunday afternoon.
That was terrible.
It was hot.
It was cool, but
it was terrible. But it was hot.
It was very hot.
Yeah, it was so warm that day. But we stood outside and we got to see. What did we go do though? What was the cool part of it?
Well, we got to see Mark Hamill get his. Street named after him.
The street he grew up on. Down in San Diego off of...
No, where was I?
You had a youth group thing that day. You were at camp. You were going to Disney that day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you were gone during the Disney thing.
Oh, anyway.
I was at some youth thing.
Yeah. Okay. And so we went to it, and that was kind of cool. So we got to do that. Obviously, the Collider IMAX screening was amazing. But on March 8th, the Tatooine Sons, so myself, Samuel Lahut, BB Nate, and even Christy, our amazing, my wife, the queen of our family, are Hera.
Definitely.
I'm Kanan, she's Hera, I'll take that.
And we're the kids. Yeah.
Which one of you is Sabine? No, okay.
Sam.
We are going to be there. We are going to go to where Mark Hamill finally gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We're going to be out there. We're going to be promoting Make Turbis Canon. More information will be coming out about that in the next week or so. If you're in the LA area, get out there. Yeah. Get out to this. Join us out there. We're going to be doing some
t-shirts, so it'll be pretty obvious.
We're going to be doing live podcasting from there. We've got some things that we're going to be giving out as well, hopefully. And my understanding is that the maker himself is going to be present, George Lucas.
Thank the maker.
Dang it, you beat me to it.
Yeah. Han Solo, Harrison Ford,
it's like his dream.
Han Solo is going to be present at this, and we are too. So it's definitely, Luke and Han and George, that's cool. But you guys want to be out there because the Tatooine Sons are going to be there. We're going to be podcasting live, getting your thoughts on what's been going on with Star Wars. We'll be getting lots of interviews on video as well. So, look for us out there. We're going to be wearing Turbis shirts.
Woo!
So that's it. All right. So,
not much to talk about that topic either, but we talked about it.
A big topic for the first time.
Yeah, we had just one.
And we keep going back to it.
We really just have one big topic.
Well, that's what happens when you do a show live and you haven't had a chance to really prep. So, all right. Anything else that you guys wanted to talk about?
Anything else?
The Thrawn comic.
Why do you want to talk about the Thrawn comic?
This is a good comic. I don't want to talk about
it. Okay, let's think about that.
Well, Rian Johnson cutting into a porg.
Oh my gosh, Rian Johnson cut into a porg. Rian.
A cake.
Rian.
That's not how the Force works.
Why did you do this, Rian? You cut Turbis. I'm sure and now, what did he say, though, on the video? You saw the video.
He said right before to say sorry to the porg.
Yeah, he should have said sorry to Turbis. Yeah.
He did.
So, he didn't say the words Turbis. I'm waiting, Pablo. I'm waiting,
They were at the marketing group, though.
Yeah. They might be marketing Turbis.
I doubt it.
I want to talk about something that's going to be coming out on Alexa.
It sounds really cool, actually.
You know, Echo Dot and Amazon Echo. Wouldn't it be amazing to say, hey Alexa, play my flash briefings or play the news and to hear the latest Star Wars news from your favorite Star Wars family, with BB Nate, Samuel Lahut, and the Bowtie Jedi guy. Well, starting March 1st, that's going to be happening and we are super pumped about this. So, we're going to be on Alexa.
So yeah, it's like 5 minutes or less, not even that. And we just basically read a few headlines of the news that's coming out that day.
Yep.
And then Star Wars
News. Yeah, Star Wars News and Star Wars History. and let you go about your day. So yeah. You can be brushing your teeth, making breakfast, driving your car, because you can do it on your phone too, with Alexa.
Moto Z.
Yeah. Well, now we're actually
Oh yeah.
Well, no, you can do it with the Alexa or with the Amazon app. You press a button.
It's yeah, no, but there was an Echo that you can put on the back of your Moto Z phone. Oh, that's kind of weird.
Anyway, we're gonna be on there. It's not going to be just a reading of headlines by some electronic voice like I've seen out there. It's going to be a fully produced show. My goal is 2 minutes or less. I want you to be able to get your Star Wars news without commentary or spoilers. So we'd be announcing things like the Star Wars Resistance or a new book that's coming out or a new TV series that was announced or Benioff and Weiss. You'll be able to keep up on that, have your Star Wars news. We think that over the course of the next few months, we are going to be the source for Star Wars news out there when it comes to audio. So I'm predicting it right now. So that's what we've got going on there. Let's talk about next week's poll. What you don't see is every time I play the Tauntaun sound effect, Samuel L. Hutt and BB Nate like start acting it out with their mouths. Anyway, yeah, so mic that, yeah, or record that. So anyway, the poll of the podcast poll of the week, and I hope I can remember to extend it for 7 days instead of one day this week. Podcast poll of the week is going to be, what do you think will be the result of the trademark, I don't know how I'm going to word it, Star Wars Resistance? Do you think it's going to be a movie series, TV series, animated series, or other, with your comments below? So that will be the series, or the podcast poll of the week. Well, thanks, guys. Remember, if you're up, we got a new chat. We got a chat function when we go live. Did you guys see Darth Vader 16 cover? Not yet. No, Joseph.
No, I was reading that series pretty religiously, and then I dropped off like 1 week, and I just haven't caught up. I'm waiting for the minibus to come out with like all the comics.
Yeah, maybe. Omnibus is what
the omnibus. Yeah, yeah. When that comes out, you better believe I'm going to be getting it. I mean, they already have one of like a few of the comics, but it like only
we want the full one.
It only goes from like 6 to yeah. It's weird. Okay. I'm waiting for the full series because I really like that comic series.
Yeah, it's a good. I've heard it's amazing. With it. All right. If you are not on Patreon, this is the time to get onto Patreon. We've got brand new things that are getting ready to start happening on that. If you want to get like sort of the raw, unfiltered, behind the scenes of who we are as a family, and me specifically, and sort of my desire to build
our dog Buster.
Our dog, just not really our dog, but anyway, I think that you really want to jump in onto to Patreon right now. $1 pledge per month gets you access to all of this, and some of the things that you're going to see on that are going to be pretty fun. So do that. Follow us on Twitter. You follow Turbis the Porg on Instagram. We're also on Facebook. Facebook. It's a new one. It's where everything on Facebook is backwards.
I like it.
Facebook. We've got over 13,500 likes on our page on Facebook. So yeah. If you haven't liked us on that, then you're like crazy. You got to get in there and follow us there as well. Thank you guys to all of our Patreon supporters. The 7 of you, you're going to get a straight up shout out by name. We've got Neil, Mr. Positivity. You've got Patrick from Belfast. You've got Reb Diaz on Twitter. You've got Bradley. Let's see. You've got Steve Kirk, who's also one of the hosts of San Diego Sabres podcast. You've got Rob Wade, who's one of the hosts of Talk Star Wars podcast. Thank you. And there's one Peter Ross. So thank you guys for being our Patreon supporters. Ooh. Remember when you guys were the few 7 supporters of this, because in a few months, things are going to be very, very exciting for Tatooine Sons. Thank you so much, and may the Force be with you.
Are you brainless?
I never asked that question until after I've done it.
We're smarter than this.
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent.